The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Silver of Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. In just a couple of minutes here, we're going to talk to that South Carolina mom who had to not only endure the worst tragedy of any human being, but then heard about some hatred coming out of our part of the world. So we want to do something to try in some small part to counterbalance that. So we'll talk to her in just a couple of minutes here. On a much lighter note. So, you know, we talk about news bloopers all the time. There was a pretty good news blooper this weekend.
By whom?
Well, it was local, and it's people I'm very fond of.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just had a blooper just now. Can I confess?
Sure.
Just like a second ago? Because I said we might see snow on Wednesday. I meant Thursday. So I don't want anyone to get that
blooper.
Wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like to be wrong.
So anyway, on...
Sorry.
No.
It was on my mind.
On okay. Saturday.
Yes.
The Minnesota Viking... Oh, this is Q13. And I'm very fond of Q13's entire news operation. You know, our news partners at Cairo 7 are wonderful. Mm-hmm. I hold them in very high regard.
Yes.
Q13, David Rose is a friend. Brandy Cruz is a friend. I think they do great, great work. I think Channel 4 and 5 do good work. I think we're pretty well served.
We're human.
For the most part, yeah. This one was good. So on Saturday, the Minnesota Vikings and the San Francisco 49ers played. Mm-hmm. And if the Vikings won, then a Seattle win yesterday would have meant the NFC Championship game would be here at CenturyLink Field.
Ah.
If the 49ers won Saturday, then the Seahawks, if they had won yesterday, would have had to have gone down to San Francisco for the NFC Championship game. Well, San Francisco beat Minnesota. And that means that if the Seahawks had won, they would have had to have gone down to Santa Clara.
Right. Oh, no.
Again, San Francisco beat Minnesota on Saturday. So long after that, here's what somehow made it on the air.
So whoever wins tomorrow will play the Minnesota Vikings next. The question is, where? Today, the Vikings beat the 49ers to advance to the NFC Championship. The final score was 27-10. The Vikings win sets up Seattle as the possible host of the NFC Championship game, but only if the Seahawks beat the Packers tomorrow. So we will see. We're keeping our fingers crossed. Go Hawks.
Yeah, for sure. We got a couple of
They lost.
Someone correct it?
I don't know. That's all I have.
Can't tell either.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
lost.
Bummer.
But it's how easily one whoops.
Yeah. And look, I know they're short-staffed on the weekends.
Man, I hope that I hope that no one will pick when I make a mistake or you make a mistake. And then,
hey, we laugh at ourselves all the time.
And when we do, what do? I play those on the air.
I've
played a million of those on the air. So that was just...
It can happen.
Yeah, I guess it can.
I'm guessing, as opposed to their previous, it wasn't a mistake, but remember when somebody got fired over there for one of their
hiccups, look,
but this was not intentional.
And by the way, who was the biggest defender of Q13 in that whole incident? Me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was. Their management even told me so, that they appreciated it. So anyway, that was weird.
It was the worst. Well, had we won too? That was what I mean. I was pulling for the Vikings in that one.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Oh. Okay. On a much more serious note, we do have for you a Dory Monson Show exclusive.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
Well, if you heard the beginning of the show today, we launched a little campaign. Because, as we told you last week, a Seattle restaurant owner sent out just a horrid tweet about a horrible tragedy in South Carolina where a father and 9-year-old girl were accidentally shot and killed. The little girl's name is Lauren. The dad was Kim. And Lauren's mom, KK, joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. KK, I know that... For me and all of my listeners, you've certainly been in our hearts and our prayers, and I'm very sorry for this tragedy you've endured here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about Lauren, Kay, because I know that people around the country are starting to hear about your daughter and that she's starting to touch a lot of lives in a positive way. Just tell me a little bit about Lauren.
Oh, man. It's hard to talk a little about her. She's a little of everything, to be honest. She was my prissy little girl, but she was my outdoorsy one, too. So she did cheerleading, softball. She sung in choir in school. She met no strangers. She was a friend to all, for sure.
And I was saying, I have three daughters. My wife and I have three daughters. And I just think anytime dads and daughters can connect without electronics, without social media, and while I'm not a hunter myself, KK, I think that dads and daughters connecting and being out in nature is a wholesome thing. So it's really sweet to hear you describe Lauren as prissy and an outdoors girl. I like that combo an awful lot.
Oh yeah, she definitely was. She put her makeup on just to go out with her dad. So
that's very sweet. I don't want to belabor what happened here in Seattle. Did you hear about the tweet that this restaurant owner sent out?
I've heard about it. I haven't gotten into it too deep. I haven't read on it too much because I'm not trying to upset myself with her ignorance. But I mean, I have heard about it.
Okay, and I don't want to take away your focus from just remembering the beautiful things about your daughter. But what we wanted to do is she took a word, MAGA-billy, as some kind of expression of hatred. And it was all so dark and depraved and sad to me. And so we wanted to turn that around into a message of love. And so we've made these T-shirts that just have that one word on it. And we've asked our listeners if they want to get one of these shirts. We're going to send all of the proceeds to your family. I know that all of the profits, I know that you have another daughter, and I know that, you're a single mom now. And I'm hoping that we can send a message, KK, that we're not all hateful out here in the northwest part of the country.
Right. Yes, sir. No, I definitely believe there are many good people out there. We just have that one bad apple.
Yeah. Yep. What is it like? And I know it is only a one billionth level of consolation, but the whole country's heard about your daughter now. And I do want to turn this into a message of love. What is it like to out of this tragedy? Know that Lauren is impacting so many lives in what I'm sure will be a positive way.
Yeah, it's really incredible, to be honest. I mean, I knew, she was amazing to me, but I didn't, I wouldn't have expected for it to go nationwide like it has. So it's very, very incredible. She would have been very excited about it. She loved attention, so I think she's making her way around.
Yeah, there you go. Well, again, God bless you and your family, KK. I'm very sorry for the tragedy. I know my listeners have you in our hearts and prayers, and we'll see if we can take something that was horrible from our part of the world and the horrible tragedy that hit your family, and we'll see if we can have a little bit of love come out of this.
Right, and thank you, guys, and just everybody who's helped and just everything that's happened, to be honest.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. All right. God bless you and your family, KK. Thank you for coming on with me.
Thank you.
That is KK, the mom of the girl in South Carolina who was accidentally shot. And every time I talk about this story, I do get, one or two tweets. How were they accidentally shot? I don't know. Because the other hunters did the absolute cardinal sin of not knowing exactly what your background is or exactly what your target is when they pulled the trigger. It's unimaginable to me. And honestly, I don't care how or why this happened. It just happened. And I think all of us responded with nothing but love and compassion and empathy. So, but then you got this. The St. John's Bar and Eatery. And look, as I've said, I don't want anybody to hurt the business. I don't think the owners should be doxxed. I think that their punishment is that this woman, this Lana Kiyosofsky, she has to live with herself. But to celebrate the death of a father and daughter with the tweet, 1.5 less MAGA billies in the world. She didn't know anything about their politics. She knew that they hunted, were from South Carolina, and in this twisted mind, well, they must be Trump supporters, and I hate Trump, so I'm going to celebrate the shooting death of a 9-year-old girl. I doubt if Lana Kiyosofsky listens to my show. I wish, I hope, that she somehow is going to hear the interview with the mom. Somebody, I have no idea if Lana Kiyosofsky has children. But when you hear a mother who has endured the greatest tragedy a human being can endure, I would like her to put a voice to the bile that she spewed. I'd like her to hear about Lauren, the prissy little girl who loved the outdoors and would put on makeup to go on an outing with her daddy. I'd like her for just one moment. Maybe she's not capable of this anymore. But instead, whenever you hear anything in the news and you immediately think, I hate Trump. Maybe, Lana, just take whatever that conversation was with the mom. Just take 4 or 5 minutes and listen to that and realize what you've done to yourself with your bile, with your hatred, that you celebrated the death of that woman's child. And I have a lot of people who have told me, Dory, you're obsessed with this story. Yeah, I am. I'm obsessed because I'm a father. But I think even more so, I'm obsessed. I mentioned this a couple of hours ago. I was born in Seattle. I grew up on the mean streets of Ballard. My wife and I bought our first house in Ballard, and we still live in the suburbs of Seattle. Because I love this place. I really do. I know I'm one of its fiercest critics. But you criticize because you love. And you want it to get better. If you get apathetic, that's when you don't care anymore. But yeah, I'm railing against the insanity here. And I'm tired. I'm so tired of seeing all this national news about Seattle, about the heroin injection site, and how we're going to be the first city and county to push death on these heroin addicts, about how transgender drag strippers at taxpayer expense go and perform at a coalition of homelessness annual meeting. I'm tired of us being a national laughingstock. I'm tired of the Lana Kiyosofskys of the world creating this outsized image of what Seattle is. I'm tired because I love this area. And so that's the word we chose, okay? All we did was we took the hateful tweet from Lana Kiyosofsky of St. John's Bar and Eatery on Capitol Hill that celebrated the death of this little girl when she tweeted, 1.5 less MAGA billies in the world. And we've arranged, we've partnered with a T-shirt company, and they are going to make the shirts at their cost. And then all of the profits are going to go to this family. We were looking at the GoFundMe. This mom that I just talked to, she works at the Waffle House in South Carolina. And they were hoping to raise, what was it, Nicole, $30,000 for the two funerals?
Like $35,000.
Mm-hmm. For both the mom and the dad. And what are they at right now?
Just under $13,000.
Okay. So I hope we can sell enough T-shirts to bridge the gap just so they're not financially hurt by having to bury their loved ones. So anyway, here's what you do. If you want to participate, and you know, if you can, wonderful. If you're moved to, wonderful. If you think it's a stupid idea, then don't do it. But I just couldn't let this story go. That there's some people who, because of their politics, celebrate the death of a child. And so, if you text the word love to 98973, we will respond with a link. If you want, and all it is, it's a plain, you can get black, you can get purple, you can get camo. We chose purple because it's a blend of red and blue. And in these divisive times, I thought, well, why not? Why not just do the purple for people who want those? And they're $20 plus whatever shipping is. And we're thinking about $10 from every shirt is going to go to the family. Back there in South Carolina. So again, text the word love to 98973. That's 98973. From the 360, love you, Dory, but that interview with KK was not very sympathetic. You never mentioned the loss, her loss of her husband. Having lost a husband myself, the daughter and husband are equally devastating. They weren't still married, and I appreciate that. And the fact that that struck you, I thought I would explain to everybody. You know, we were on KK's Facebook page last week, and she had a beautiful post about the dad, whose name is Kim. And she said, even though things didn't work out between us, we had 10 wonderful years together and produced two beautiful little girls, and we learned to be kind and be, you know, set a good example for our daughters. And so in that context, I did not bring up the dad to KK because I don't know exactly, you know, what the relationship is and how deep it is. And so that's the reason. But if it sounded inappropriate to you, I'm glad you texted me so I could explain that they were not still married. So that's the answer to that one. And man, oh man, I'm getting all kinds of, what a response. What a response, man. You guys are beautiful. I really mean that. And I'm getting tears in my eyes again because this story deeply emotionally affected me. And we couldn't just sit by and do nothing. Okay, text love to 98973. Love to 98973. So you can get your hashtag MAGABILLY t-shirt. It was supposed to be a word of hate. We're going to flip that 180 degrees. And that is your Big Lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Ursula's going to check the news, then we'll count down our favorite sound bites of the day. Awesome audio coming up next. I got to start thinking more strategically.
About what?
Well, we had that story in the Fastest 15 about the Gwyneth Paltrow candle. That is scented like her.
I was hoping that was the last time we'd heard about
that.
Yeah,
so was I.
Yeah.
It's scented like her private part.
Ugh, you don't
know.
Have to say it.
Well, otherwise what people would wonder, why are you talking
about? She's doing it for shock value.
Okay, anyway,
yeah, obviously.
Anyway.
Okay.
I didn't think this through because, you know, my wife's a college and career counselor at a high school, and today's a snow day.
Uh-huh.
So today's a rare day that she had to listen to my show.
Oh, good. So she'll shame you, too.
Jeez. That's what I need. That's what I need. More women shaming me in my life. Got Nicole. I got Ursula. I got three daughters.
Yeah, hello.
My wife's listening today.
You would think you would have learned by now.
Exactly what I need in life. More woman shame. Right, let's get to our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
At number three, Elizabeth Warren was doing a public event this weekend, but she's one of those people who sounds like she hates the president more than she loves America. So she has come out on the side of Iran in this latest exchange that was a huge win for the United States. But a guy at her rally, he let her know he didn't agree with her.
Number three.
I signed with ISIS. You signed with Iran. Why are you signed with terrorists for? Why are you signed with terrorists for? My grandfather died of World War II. You're a fraud. Disgusting. Green New Deal. This liar.
It's time to go. Shh. No, no. This is a man who's deeply upset. It's all right. It's time for you to leave.
He's deeply upset. It's time for you to leave. Yeah, that tone is why she's fading in the polls fast. At number two, Fox is trying to get everybody to call in sick the day after the Super Bowl.
Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop what you're doing. I am Fox's mayor of Monday.
I don't think this man's an elected official.
Last year, 17 million people took the day off after the Super Bowl. This year, we can do way better. That's why I've declared Monday, February 3rd, Super Monday.
Super Monday is not a real holiday.
It is now.
No reason to dance. There's no reason to dance.
You call in sick and you're not sick. You're stealing money from your employer, and we're just encouraging more slovenliness in America. After the Seahawks lost that ended their season yesterday, Marshawn Lynch, in a rare moment, spoke to the media.
Number one.
And to younger players.
Well, look, I'll say like this, though, right? It's a vulnerable time for a lot of these young dudes, you feel me? They don't be taking care of their chicken right, you feel me? So if it was me, or if I had an opportunity to let these little young Sahabs know something, I say, take care of y'all money, African, because that don't last forever. Now, I done been on the other side of a retirement, and it's good when you get over there and you can do what you want to. So I tell y'all right now, while y'all in it, take care of y'all bread. So when y'all done, you go ahead and take care of yourself. So while y'all at it right now, take care of y'all bodies. You know what I mean? Don't take care of y'all chicken. You feel me? Don't take care of your mentals.
Take care of your chicken. It's favorite sound bites of the day, and today's sign is next. And down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. And I want to thank everybody because we're already getting a tremendous response. If you happen to just be tuning in, we have decided to try to show the country and the world that we're not just a bunch of hateful lunatics out here in the Pacific Northwest. Last week, we covered the story of this business partner of a Capitol Hill restaurant, the St. John's Bar and Eatery, who celebrated on Twitter a father and 9-year-old daughter dying in an accidental hunting shooting in South Carolina a couple of weeks ago. And this woman named Lana Kiyosofsky, she just sent out the most hate-filled, soulless, evil tweet that said, 1.5 less MAGA-billies in the world, because apparently she doesn't like hunting or hunters, and she thinks they're all Trump supporters, when there's zero indication that that's true for this family. We just don't know. But she celebrated the death of a father and 9-year-old girl. And she called them MAGABILLIES with a hashtag. And so here's what we've decided to do. And again, you may have heard our big spiel on this a little bit earlier today. But if you are just tuning in. So we have partnered with somebody who's making hashtag MAGABILLY t-shirts. And we're selling them for $20 each. And plus shipping. But $20 each, and all the profits from these shirts we're going to send to that family in South Carolina. The mother who lost her 9-year-old daughter, she works at the Waffle House there, and she has another daughter who's lost her sister. And so we just want to send a message that while Seattle is in the news all too often for just the rabid, radical, leftist hatred that emanates out of here, I want to make this just about the fact that there are a lot of us around here who still have some soul. And regardless of your political persuasion, when you hear about the accidental death of a 9-year-old child and her father, that your reaction is probably sorrow and sympathy and grief for the family instead of going on Twitter to celebrate it like this owner of the St. John's Bar and Eatery did. And so let's buy some of these shirts, okay, for making a statement that we haven't all lost our minds because of whatever derangement syndrome has gripped the minds of far too many people around here. So, if you just text the word love, because we're going to respond to this woman's hate-filled tweet with love. And so just text the word love to 98973, and we will hit you back with the link if you want to buy one or five or nine of these T-shirts. And again, all the profits are going to go to this family in South Carolina, and we're going to do everything we can to stand up against the hatred that has gripped so many people in the radical left around here. So I don't know what she was hoping to accomplish with her tweet celebrating the death of this child and father. But instead of just being angry about it, we want to do something positive for the family, okay? So once again, text the word love to 98973. That's 98973, and we'll show that we haven't all gone insane here in the Pacific Northwest. All right, before I get out of here and head into the afternoon slush, it is time for today's edition of
Today's Sign That the End Is Near.
Today's sign, the world is soon coming to an end. Dateline, the Democratic Party, where Bernie Sanders is starting to move up in the polls. Bernie Sanders, who slept on his mother's couch till he was 40, and all he's about is socialism, about destroying the greatest economy in the world. So Bernie was doing an interview over the weekend, and they asked him, how many apps do you have on your phone? And he says he has zero apps. They asked, we're all thinking about security as a candidate. Do you have two-factor authentication set up on your phone? And Bernie said, there's a woman in my office, her name is Melissa, who drives me crazy and gets angry at me all the time. In fact, I was briefed maybe a month ago by the FBI on the dangers there, so we take those. And then they said, do you feel you have the same relationship to technology as Americans of your age, or do you feel you've been sort of isolated? And he said, I have more social media followers than all my opponents. I guess we're doing something right on that. Said, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm a geek. I'm not. And then they asked him if he's an Amazon Prime member, and he said, pardon me? He didn't know what it was. Are you an Amazon Prime member? No. In a digital economy, an internet-based economy, a guy who has no apps on his phone, who has no clue what Amazon Prime is, how would somebody like that? And let me give you a little example of how things were in the past. When George H.W. Bush was president, one day he went to a supermarket and he saw them use supermarket scanners for the first time. And the media was, oh, this guy is out of touch.
Remember that famous campaign stop where Bush Sr. was discovering, if you will, the wonders of the supermarket scanner? He had never seen one before.
They were laughing at him, and that was the reason why George H.W. Bush was out of touch. Now you have a guy who has zero apps on his phone, who doesn't know what Amazon Prime is, and he wants to be in charge of the digital American economy in 2021? Yeah, I think that would go over real well. And maybe that's one of the reasons why Obama's campaign manager in 2012, Jim Messina, over the weekend, he explained that Bernie Sanders winning the Democratic nomination would be absolutely great for Donald Trump. He said, the contrast is the best. Trump can say, I'm a business guy, the economy's good, and this guy's a socialist. Trump would trounce Bernie. All right, and finally in today's Sign, a climate activist from Portland named Les Knight, he is calling for the extinction of the human race. He wrote a piece for The Guardian, and he said, 50 years ago, I concluded the best thing for the planet would be a peaceful phase out of human existence. We are causing the extinction of hundreds of thousands of other species. With us gone, I believe ecosystems will be restored and there will be enough of everything. No more fighting over resources. This guy voluntarily had himself sterilized back when he was a younger man. And now he says that he is concerned about any new humans being brought into existence. It's true, society would be diminished without children, but it isn't right to create them just because we like having them around. And if we humans go extinct, other species will have a chance to recover. I'll never see the day when there are no humans on the planet, but I can imagine what a wonderful world that would be, he said.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world of its own needs. Dummies of your own needs.
You know, I don't wish anybody ill. And I wish everyone great happiness, but if that's truly your worldview, you can always start with yourself, then see if the rest of us, you know, follow your example. Think about it, Les. You can start making the world a better place if you give us less. Less. See what I did there?
It's the end of the world.
I got to get out of here. That's today's Sign. The end is near. I've said everything I have to say for today. Text LOVE to 98973. We'll tell you you can buy a MAGA Billy t-shirt. Kenny, Mike, and Todd are coming up next, and I will see you back here tomorrow. High noon.
You're a terrible interviewer.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.